Well, hello everybody. Now, I just got a news item here I'd just like to have a quick talk about. And of course, that means I'll be droning on about a lot of bullshit. Well, not all bullshit. And I'll put a link down below. It's about this guy in Germany, he's an American. And they were at this sort of Disney-type castle. And apparently there's a little bridge sort of thing going across this in some place. And this man apparently threw off these pheromones off the bridge. Quite a high distance. One has subsequently died, the other one is critical. And the media, without knowing any of the facts or anything at all, really, turns it into a sexual attack. Because we all know that men everywhere are just waiting to pounce on pheromones when they get the chance. And pheromones in all these type of stories always come out as goody-two-shoes, the victim. Because the media, as you know, the men are attacking pheromones absolutely everywhere. If it's not sexual assault, it's rape. Men all of a sudden just can't contain themselves, even in busy places. Well, anyway, this is what we're led to believe. Pheromones in all of the cases are just an innocent victim. Now, I don't know what happened to his story, really. They're not going to tell us everything, are they? Especially if it makes the pheromone look bad. Now, of course, pheromones do get sexually attacked. But generally, they get attacked in a quiet, secluded area. The attacker plans it all out. Well, any time there's an altercation between pheromone and a man, the man must be sexually assaulting her. Because when they say the pheromone was sexually assaulted, the pheromone immediately becomes the victim. And somehow, blameless. Man, if you're going to sexually assault somebody, surely you want to go all the way. You don't throw them off somewhere before you do it. And of course, it's made it sound they fought so gallantly. But I believe there's something a little bit more about it than that. They've had an altercation of something, probably not even sexual, and it probably got violent. But that doesn't fit the narrative, does it? And the man may have lost his cool and attacked them. But let's think about it. He's an American. You don't fly all the way to Germany to look at a castle to do a sexual attack. But it's making out the men are just sexual animals. But the fact of the matter is, men nowadays get more sex now than they ever have done. It's just a swipe away. And there's thousands and thousands of pheromones willing to participate. Because they not only dress like women of the night, they act like it as well. I don't know, maybe this is just my idea, but some pheromones go along with everything. So they can entrap the man, so that then they can bring charges. That's just a thought I just kind of buzzed around in my head. There's, I think, a UFO something fighter that's just been charged with sexual assault. Now, this man has loads of success and plenty of money. So he needs to sexually assault a female, does he? A lot of times, it's just a goddamn blackmail job. Notice how it always happens to men, generally, with loads of money and success. They don't need the success, it's just the money they're really after. Well, that and destroy the man's life as well. Both would be the best. But I don't know the story about this one I've put down below. It may turn out very well that he was sexually attacking him. I don't know. But really, will we ever know the truth? The real truth. But you know what I'm talking about, where the media twists it. It's all the man's fault. He's the animal. Let's face it, all pheromones today especially are advertising sex. Because without it, they're not really anything at all. So if I were you guys, I'd record everything on your phone if you can. You're having an altercation with a pheromone, maybe just verbally. Record it. Otherwise, they will twist it around to become a complete victim. And if your life gets destroyed in the process, that's too damn bad. And if you're gonna have sex with a pheromone, then take your lawyer along. Then it could be sort of a threesome. Men nowadays are the ones that need a chaperone. Somebody that's always recording, taking notes. To protect him from these vile, lying pheromones. Who all really are after is money. I mean, take a look at Kevin Costner. It's gonna cost him a friggin' fortune. Luckily, he has about 5 or 6 of them. But just wait for the character assassination to happen. And she'll be as pure and as good as driven snow. Really, is there anybody out there now that actually believes pheromones? I mean, let's face it. They're not very good liars, are they? Oh, just like to share something that happened to me at work. Now I walk away from the building site and have lunch in my car. and a Femon parked in front of me. This place is near the beach. She was alone. But as I'm a male, I was going to attack her, as we all do. But I was having my lunch. And she looked like a beached whale. But she got all this calabar out of her car. Looked like maybe a windsurfing board or maybe a paddleboard. And before she left her car, she took a selfie. So is this Femon doing all this stuff because she likes to do it? Or is she just doing it so she can take pictures to have more clout on, say, social media? She probably took quite a few pictures down by the beach too. Of her, of course, doing this fantastic thing. It's funny because she was only down at the beach for 3/4 of an hour and her car was gone. I guess she got the pictures she needed to create the fake persona. And I'm afraid this is all Femons everywhere today. Hardly any real personality. No real depth. And they all think they're celebrities. Catch you later, fellas.